With Cunning Care She Wove, written by Rivulet 027 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Faye/Maz Kanata. Summary: Maz saves who she can, and Faye helps her find direction when she needs it. Maz knows the Force isn't going to send her a sign saying she's done enough to help in the wake of the Jedi Purge. She's probably never going to feel as if she's done enough. The ache of friends lost and the anxiety that someone will realize she's Force-sensitive will ease with time. She's lived long enough to know this. For now, she isn't sure what else she can do. She's managing to hide 4 survivors on one of her ships. It's as stocked with supplies as she can get it without anyone noticing. She makes multiple copies of what few Jedi texts she has. She tries not to think about the coverage from the temple on Coruscant, the hollow of the lightsabers being burned while a Senate figurehead declared the galaxy finally free of the Jedi. Part of her is grateful that Terra became one with the Force before the Purge happened, and that he left her his lightsaber with the instructions to pass it on to someone who needs it. Part of her wishes he was still here to argue and share stories with. She finds herself wishing that she'd recorded more of his stories. She knows how to mask that she's Force-sensitive and shares that knowledge. She's not sure what else she can do. She doesn't know if she can find more survivors. She knows there are those she's just missed. There'd been a Padawan on Kallar, she's sure of it, but she can't locate him. She suspects he's left and hopes he survives. Maz finds Rennex sitting on the ramp of the ship, keeping watch as the others sleep. Her violet hair looks almost blue in the moonlight. Rennex left the Jedi Order early in the war. She knows that won't keep her safe. "Checking in for the night?" Rennex asks, even as her head tilts to take in the sounds of revelry from Maz's castle. "Something changes today," Maz admits. "Yes," Rennex agrees. "There's no warning in it, though." She's right. Maz remembers the warning that had sat in her gut for a full cycle before an Iktachi Padawan had come to her castle, simmering in anger and resentment, and tried to mind-trick her into following him. She remembers scoffing at him as gently as she could, then feeding him. She's still not sure if she should have introduced him to his peers that she's trying to keep safe, but she hadn't. Instead, she kicked him out when he tried to mind-trick several of her patrons into following him. She's not sure if her warning to let go and not let his anger and fear drag him towards the dark side will prove useful or not. Rennex stands slowly, turning towards the woods. Her eyes assess the dark critically. Maz smiles as she feels a presence that's familiar to her, but one she hasn't felt in what most beings would consider a lifetime. Maz turns. "You know, I actually attended your last funeral." "Apologies, my old friend," Faye says, as she steps out from the tree line. Her white robes seem to gleam. There's a touch of a smile on her lips. Maz gazes up at Faye and regrets that they won't have time to catch up. At the same time, she knows that she's been keeping the survivors safe while waiting for Faye to make her way here, even if she didn't quite know that's what the Force was trying to tell her. Maz shrugs. "The food was good, and it let me catch up with Terra." "Do I want to know what mischief you and Master Sinube managed to find for yourselves?" Maz laughs. "Likely not." A clone in purple Mandalorian armor steps into place beside Faye, his helmet tucked under his arm. Maz tilts her head. He's not a danger, and he's Force-sensitive. "Glitch!" Rennex gasps before she's running towards him. He catches her in a hug, and then the two of them start catching up as they stand near the trees. As Faye approaches, Maz asks, "Found yourself a Padawan?" Faye inclines her head. "He's not a danger," Maz asks as she sits down and dangles her feet off the side of the ramp. "No, the control chip in his head was damaged," Faye informs her as she approaches. Maz closes her eyes. "That would explain a lot." "Yes," Faye agrees. Maz's eyes fly open as Faye kisses her, needing to see every moment of what will be a brief time together. Maz kisses back, letting her fingers trace Faye's pointed ears. Faye sighs against her mouth. There's a cough that interrupts them. "Master Faye, When you said we were visiting your girlfriend, this is just a visit, Maz reassures Glitch. Neither one of them is going to explain that when one is as long-lived as they are, sometimes relationships ebb and flow. Faye kisses her cheek. We'll have to catch up another time. Yes, Maz agrees, unable to resist sliding her fingers into Faye's long hair. Glitch, may I show Maz where the control chip is located? Faye asks. Glitch lets Maz place a hand against his head as Faye shows her how to find the control chip and what is needed to break it. Then Glitch tells her where they park their transport and reassures her he's a decent pilot. Gnody is a good pilot. Katuni is getting there too, Maz informs them, before she offers to get Terra's lightsaber. I have no need for it, and Glitch already has his own, Faye reassures. You'll find who it's for. Maz agrees before she accepts one more kiss from Faye, then sees them off. She sighs as the ship disappears. She'll see Faye again, when they can actually make time for each other. She makes her way back to her castle and finds Gushi, her most trusted guard. The Force is sending her in a new direction. How would you feel about rescuing some clones? The end.